This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the last 3 days, Lee, nonstop, the departure of Elon Musk from Doge has been in the top three news stories. And you have access to our app that we pay a lot of money for here to figure out what are the top 10 news stories.
Had a good meeting with him yesterday, by the way.
Oh, did you? Yes. Fantastic. Yes, great. Okay. So I'm glued to that all the time. I just want to know what people care about. And you know, people's attention is very transitory.
Yes. What did you say?
Yes, very transitory. So nothing ever sticks long. So when something sticks for three full days in the top three, it's striking a chord. This is striking a chord. Everybody wants to know about it. Elon Musk is leaving, and the media is spitting this. It's, oh, Musk and Trump are breaking up. No. No. Oh, no. No, it's just getting good. What has actually happened, if you spend a lot of time on X like I do, there is just two things going on. There is absolute outrage by Trump supporters and conservatives on X because of the way that Doge was treated by the authors of the big, beautiful bill. Everyone assumes that means Trump. Okay, so that's thing number one. Musk and Trump are having a press conference together today to clean that up. Here's how Trump sees it, okay? He's asked about Musk saying he's disappointed in the big, beautiful bill, that Congress already spent all the savings that Doge came up with. And so Trump is asked about this. Listen to what Trump's telegraphing here, okay? Look, I got to get my agenda through Congress. They are holding it hostage. Every one of them wants massive spending in return for their vote. This is Congress doing this.
Mr. President, Elon Musk in a television interview criticized the one big, beautiful bill, saying he was disappointed it didn't cut enough, essentially, that undercut the Doge efforts. What's your reaction to that?
Well, the reaction's a lot of things. Number one, we have to get a lot of votes. We can't be cutting. You know, we need to get a lot of support, and we have a lot of support. We had to get it through the House. The House was, we have no Democrats. You know, if it's up to the Democrats, they'll take the 65% increase. You know, if that doesn't get approved, this country is going to have a 65% increase in taxes and lots of other problems, big problems, almost bigger than that. But we'll have a 65% increase as opposed to the largest tax cut in the history of our country. We will be negotiating that bill, and I'm not happy about certain aspects of it, but I'm thrilled by other aspects of it. That's the way they go. It's very big. It's the big, beautiful bill. But the beautiful is because of all of the things we have. The biggest thing being, I would say,
what he's saying here is this. He can't trash these Republicans. He needs their votes. Every one of them extracted maximum financial pain out of your children and grandchildren in exchange for just continuing these tax cuts. That's what he's saying. Elon Musk and Trump are obviously not breaking up. They're having a press conference together today. Okay. So that's thing number one. Okay. Here's the thing. The thing number two, and you know, I'm not the biggest optimist. Okay. I am a glass half full person. I am not a glass. I'm a glass half empty person. I'm not a glass half full person. Okay. Keep your eye on what just happened with Doge. And this is an underreported story. I made it the biggest one yesterday in my Battleground America podcast because it's the most important thing, okay? Doge and the Treasury Secretary and Trump just won a major lawsuit. The Democrats lost. They lost their final lawsuit to bar Doge, the team, from seeing every single last blasted Treasury payment. They lost. They can access the whole system now. You know, they just got the ability to do that literally 48 hours ago, Lee, as the Democrats fought. Think about this for a minute, okay? Scott Bessent is the Treasury Secretary. Mm-hmm. He is responsible for all of those transactions, $2 trillion worth of transactions. but many of them are fraudulent. He told us that 3 weeks ago in a congressional hearing under oath. He said about a third of them are illegitimate, i.e. fraudulent, or there's problems with them. They shouldn't be going out the door. To stop it, he's got to see them. What does it say to you that Democrats were suing to keep Doge and the Treasury Secretary from seeing the transactions?
Well, that means that they've got something to hide.
Yes, they do.
Period. I mean, there's no other conclusion you can come to.
So Doge, only 48 hours ago, finally got the ability to see the transactions.
Months after they have been working.
So they're just getting started. Doge isn't winding down. They're just ponying up. This is good, folks. This is what what's going to happen. I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. We're going to uncover the greatest theft in human history, both per capita and in dollars. Mm-hmm. That's coming. Yep. Democrats know it. They know it. All that's happened, look, I'm telling you, Elon Musk, I don't know if he's going to be day-to-day running Doge or not. I know he's still going to be involved. He said that. He's just going behind the scenes because Tesla can't take another 71% hit to its value. And he's already lost 25% of his net worth. He was way too overexposed. Okay. They're still running his thing. It's just getting started. Now, look what we're finding with what they've been able to access. And you can see the size of this. You better believe Doge did this. The U.S. Attorney's Office for Southern District of New York announced yesterday that a longtime USDA employee, Democrat, and five others were busted. One of the largest food stamp frauds in U.S. history. Wow.
A USDA official?
Yes, she was on the inside. Listen to how out of control. You had to have somebody on the inside to do this, right? A $66 million plus fraud and bribery scheme. She was working in the part of the USDA that combats fraud.
Let oh, gosh.
That sink in. She was working with six other people. Oddly, every one of them with a very strange foreign name. We'll see what's up with that.
Let me guess, they're Nigerian princes.
No, they're not.
Okay.
Maybe. I don't know. Who knows? Okay. She started a network in 2019 that handed over 160 illegal EBT terminals, allegedly to stores across the New York area to steal more than $30 million in EBT transactions. So in other words, they're walking out the door with the terminals to give you, they spit the money out. Here's the money for the food. Here's stamps for food. Here's the money for the food. You could go ahead and turn around and sell that. They're walking out the door with the terminals. Think about that.
So
with
the
terminals.
So the Democrats that are complaining about government cuts are taking money that was supposed to go to help people.
Poor people, yes.
Yes. The poor, the disadvantaged, the minorities, the food desert people, all that. Yeah.
Davis's actions allowed that they found so far, and they're clear, they're still finding more, over $36 million in fraudulent SNAP, like the food benefits, SNAP redemptions at unauthorized stores. This is a massive theft operation. Now, here's a question. Somebody who's going in, these terminals were basically stolen. They were put in stores that were not authorized to have them. Somebody's going in and pull this out. Who did it? Who is doing that? You know what that would take? We got the one end. We got the USDA end. These are massive fraud rings going into these stores and stealing these millions of dollars. That's whose name we don't know. We're going to get it.
And this is just
they just announced this.
All right, but this is just in one location.
Just one, yes. Just one.
What's the chance, Tara, that this is happening all over the country?
It is. It's going on all over the country. That's why the Democrats were suing. There are no Republicans suing. That's why the Democrats were suing to stop Scott Bessent from accessing these transactions. Okay, to give you a taste for what's to come, I want you to hear this, okay? This is going to be massive. This is the beginning of it. And Bessent just casually mentions this under oath 3 weeks ago, okay? The payments they're able to see, they weren't able to see all of them. Listen to what they found. Here we go.
What I can say at Treasury, that of the 1.5 billion payments we send out every year, they're required to have something called a TASS, a Treasury account symbol. We discovered that more than one third of those payments did not have a TASS number. So as the Appropriations Committee, you should be shocked by that, because how can a payment be tracked back to an appropriation? Only through the TASS number. So there was no accountability. So that is why the 450 organizations that sit above Treasury, where Treasury acts as the paymaster, are unable to pass an audit. So we have cracked down on that. Every payment now requires a TAS number. Very simple.
That's for the databases they're able to get in. As of 48 hours ago, they can hit them all. Nobody can stop them. It got to the point, Lee, where every time a new member of DOGE was added, they sued again to keep them out of the system. And the judge in the case said she's sick and tired of acting as the HR director for Treasury every time a new DOGE member is brought on board. You know what that means? They're still bringing DOGE on board. This fight not only is not over, it has barely begun. And by the way, you have to create a system like that with no controls, the one Scott Bessent, our Treasury Secretary, just described there, in order to allow this USDA SNAP benefit fraud of $66 million, where the insiders are working to literally take the terminals that spit out the money out of the building. You have to have no controls. We are just scratching the surface. It has only begun, folks. It is not over.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's today's feel-good story of the day because justice feels so good. We forgot what that was like. Here's what happened. There was a teenage Colombian illegal immigrant who decided that with no license, because why bother, he would drive 90 miles an hour, Aurora, Colorado, because he's an illegal, do whatever he wants. He's a privileged class of citizen in America. And yes, I did say citizen. Far more privileged than anyone who's actually been an American for a long time. So he's driving 90 miles an hour, unlicensed, no biggie, plows into Caitlin Weaver, who was just 24. She was beautiful. Well, the DA there says, we're going vehicular homicide. We're going to try him as an adult. Good. That's what you should do. The problem is after that, a liberal Soros prosecutor 2 months later won office. She comes in. You know what she offers him? Girl's dead. She died horrifically. Basically crushed. Took her a few minutes to die. Oh, God. Says, you know what? Life of Americans means nothing. Honey, how about probation for that? Why don't you just grade a probation for that? And we're good. No, you're good. Go out. Have a good time with your friends. Vote Democrat. Vote Democrat. Folks, you know what? It's a funny thing here. Had it gone the other way, had it been a 24-year-old American who was doing 90 miles an hour, unlicensed, smashed into an illegal immigrant 15-year-old, how do you think that would have gone at the hands of a liberal prosecutor? Oh, the prosecutor would have thrown the book at her. You know it. But this story has a happy ending. This story has a happy ending. See, because he's out on probation now, which means he's not very busy. Like, you know, behind bars where ICE can't get to him, they got him. They got him. He's being deported back to the country he is actually from. But this story gets better. Do you know who else is being deported with him? His entire blasted illegal immigrant family. Bye-bye. See ya. ICE got them all. Out the door. It feels so good to know, does it not justice again in our home, which is our country? Our country's our home. Nobody has a right to sit in the living room and kill you. U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement arrested us. He's 16 now. A 16-year-old criminal alien from Colombia. Convicted of reckless driving resulting in death. Given probation. And his entire family who will be removed with him so he won't be alone. Don't have to worry about that, Democrats. And off he goes. By the way, did you see this? You know, South Carolina is becoming a sanctuary state. I want to get you used to that idea. It's a de facto sanctuary state. And Henry McMaster, our governor, is directly to blame for that. I can't say that enough times. Here's why. Folks, yesterday, did you see what's going on in Florida? Almost every law enforcement officer there is now deputized, as Trump requested, as a federal agent so they can do deportations. You know what they're doing now? They're rolling up on construction sites, getting hundreds at a time. Bam, out the door you go. Bye-bye. And you know what's interesting? The illegals they're picking up working on construction sites, Americans have this sort of view of like, well, if he's an illegal and he's on a construction site, he just wants to work. You know what a lot of them have? Criminal records. Yeah, they have criminal records. That's their day job. Long criminal records in their own country in this one too. You know what's crazy? We may in Florida have a situation where Americans work on construction sites again in good paying jobs, skilled labor, where bricklayers are American again. I just know people made really good money doing that. They were American. They got undercut by the illegals. You can't compete. And I remember them saying to me, no, they get paid about the same per hour as we do. But the difference is that you don't have to pay like the Social Security, Medicare, all of those federal taxes on them. So they're going to hire them every time over us. Not anymore. Not in Florida. Americans will step right back up and do those jobs. And folks, that is so important given the AI situation this week. And we are now being told, look, AI is going to replace white collar jobs. You are going to have unemployment at 20%. We're going to need skilled labor jobs with our hands. And that's good. So the illegals, they got to go home because we need those jobs. And Florida's sending them home. Did you see this lunatic? So he wants to have sex with his 12-year-old girlfriend, right? But the problem is now that in Florida, you can't even drive. Because if they stop you, and you're not here legally, you don't ever go home again. You go to Guatemala or wherever you're from. They pick you up. They take you to ICE. I send you home. So, you know, you get that craving at midnight for some ice cream. You best not get in that car. Not in Florida. Not anymore. Because they can arrest you. They've been deputized as federal agents. And Henry McMaster was asked by Donald Trump to do just that in February, and he gaffed him off. So guess where they're coming now? South Carolina. I bring this back up because this story went national overnight. It's top 20 in the nation. Hear me, Henry? We can do this every day, Governor. You know that over 500, we're closer to six now, WRD listeners have called and emailed you and asked you to keep them safe, asked you to deputize our law enforcement, particularly at the state level, and lead the charge. And you ignored them. You pretend they haven't called. But you and I both know differently. You and I both know that the reason this man, wanted by ICE, took his 12-year-old girlfriend to South Carolina to have sex with her here is you can't do a thing like that in Florida anymore. And you're going to see this, folks. Mark my words, it's about to get wild. I'm going to be doing one of these stories every single day because they're fleeing Florida. And that's what this guy did. He's coming to somewhere he can operate. Henry McMaster's utopia. Here, if a law enforcement officer pulls you over and you're not deputized because Henry wouldn't do it, he gaffed Trump off, won't help him. Guess what? They got to let him go with their 12-year-old, I suppose. I don't know. They're not deputized as immigration officers. The Union County Sheriff's Office said they were contacted by the South Carolina Law Enforcement Division, May 22, about a missing 12-year-old girl from Florida, possibly being in the county. Jose Miguel Lagos had brought the girl from Florida to Union after the two met on an app. Folks, this is right after the raid start in Florida. They got 1,100 in a single week using locals who are now deputized. They're federal agents. Lagos told authorities he thought the girl was 16 years old, and the two were going to be living together, although he later admitted she was kind of 12. And then he said, well, we didn't have sex. But then he kind of admitted, okay, we might have. He came to South Carolina. They're all going to, folks. They're all going to run here. We're going to have drunk driving. We're going to have murders. We're going to have shootings. They are moving here. It's going to get worse. Why? Because they need jobs. Everybody working. Folks, I'm telling you, everybody working on a construction site in Florida, the ones they didn't get, guess what they're headed? Here. They're headed here. Along with their fentanyl dealership that they operate at night. Come on, Henry. Come on. And you know what? You know who else should be calling for this? Alan Wilson. He should be calling for this. He wants to be governor. He's our attorney general. Call up Henry, ask him to do it. And if he won't, call him out on it. You want to lead South Carolina? Do it. Do it. Anyway, we got him. He's headed back to his home, but a horde is headed this way. And folks, you're going to see crime go up here because of it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Pay attention to what's going on right now. After another bordered on bizarre interview yesterday with the FBI duo, yesterday it was Bongino's turn. If you watch that interview with Fox News, one of the things that really rattled me was that even the Fox News hosts on Fox and Friends don't believe Bongino. They clearly don't. And those people, they'll believe anything. I mean, they fell for it. Folks, they fall for everything. The shot, the Russia collusion hoax, all of it. They fall for all of it, and they aren't buying it. It's weird. Until you start listening really closely. Because Bongino is actually kind of telling you what is actually going on there. So here's what's going on. Trump's not buying Bongino and Patel's assassination explanation. He's not. And he all but threw them under the bus in an interview with Brett Baer. Here we go.
On assassination attempts, I did ask the president on the Middle East trip about this. Is there frustration on your part? Will we get transparency? Will we know the bottom line story?
It's very interesting because we have great people. I think Pam is incredible. I think Cash is incredible. I'm relying on my people to tell me what it is. You know, we have deep-seated craziness in this country. And I'm relying on my people. And so far, they're good. But so far, and in this case, it's Secret Service, they tell me it's fine. But it's a little hard to believe, to be honest with you.
Yeah, it is for all of us. We don't believe it. And now members of Trump's inner circle are spreading out to spread doubts. Trump's former spokesperson Liz Harrington, blistering these two. Writing, I'm sorry, the investigation into Trump's assassination is closed. Who were you briefed by talking to Bongino and Patel? The people who came in, hosed down the crime scene, cremated the body, stonewalled congressional investigators, and lawyered up the family? Mm-hmm. Yeah, pretty much. If this is true, they need to come out, talking about Bongino and Patel, with everything they know and why and how a 20-year-old pulled this off. Instead, what are they offering us? A report. A report. No, we need to see the evidence. He's dead. Crooks is dead. Why can't we have it? I'm asking rhetorical questions because I know the answer. They can't get it. And they don't want to admit that because they would be admitting they don't have control of the FBI. Not even a little. Long-term Trump confidant Roger Stone, who speaks to Trump weekly, if not daily. This has been going on for over 30 years. One of the architects of Trump's political career is making the rounds saying, no, we don't believe you. There's no there on the assassination. Kid worked alone. Nothing to see here. Nine.
It's perplexing because I have an enormous amount of confidence, particularly in Cash Patel. That Russian collusion document would never have been found but for Cash Patel, who knows that case inside and out. They hid those documents in a place where no one would ever find them. Only Cash Patel could do that. In this case, however, there are just too many anomalies and too many coincidences. There are too many open questions. We're still fighting to get the truth about John F. Kennedy's assassination. President Donald Trump orders the bureaucracy to release everything, but we both know that there's an enormous amount that's still been held back that we still don't have. And that was over 50 years ago. Now, there are so many parallels. Why would they hose down the roof of the building from which the shooter shot? Unless they, of course, don't want us to test that for DNA. Just like they hosed out the back of JFK's limousine an hour after he was shot and killed. And we didn't even have DNA technology in those days. Too many anomalies, too many coincidences. I like Dan Bongino. I have huge respect for Kash Patel, but they're going to have to give us something more than we've seen the file. Trust us. We're going to have to see.
Here's some more of Trump saying he didn't buy it.
On assassination attempts, I did ask the president on the Middle East trip about this. Is there frustration on your part? Will we get transparency? Will we know the bottom line story?
It's very interesting because we have great people. I think Pam is incredible. I think Cash is incredible. I'm relying on my people to tell me what it is. You know, we have deep-seated craziness in this country. And I'm relying on my people. And so far, they're good. But so far, and in this case, it's Secret Service, they tell me it's fine. But it's a little hard to believe, to be honest with you.
Yeah, like I said, even the Fox News host clearly did not believe Bongino yesterday. It was embarrassing, honestly. I wouldn't have done the interview. Meanwhile, Bongino says, we're going to get you a tape showing that Epstein was alone in his cell when he did not kill himself or alternatively did kill himself. Listen closely to this. How Bongino describes knowing that this tape is legit and the situation is legit. Listen to how he speaks. It's weird.
Those two cases obviously are of significant public interest. I'm just telling you what we see in the file. I just want to be crystal clear on this. I am not asking anyone to believe me. I'm telling you what's there and what isn't.
Right.
See?
There is nothing in the file at this point on the Epstein case. And there's going to be a disclosure on this coming shortly. We are working through some. There is video. That is something the public does
not. There's video of him killing himself.
No, not the actual act. But there, the entire MCC Bay, it was only one camera. There were other. There's video that when you look at the video, and we will release, that's what's taken a while on this. We are working on cleaning it up to make sure you have an enhanced. Right. And we're going to give the original so you don't think there were any shenanigans. You're going to see there's no one there but him.
Right.
There's just nobody there. So I say to people all the time, if you have a tip, let us know. But there's no DNA. There's no audio. There's no fingerprints. There's no suspects. There's no accomplices. There's no tips. There is nothing. If you have it, I'm happy to see it. There's video clear as day. He's the only person in there and the only person coming out. You can see it.
So it's
look, did you catch what he's saying? You guys are smart. I know you caught it. He's not saying we don't have the evidence. He's not saying, oh, we know Epstein didn't kill himself. He's saying it's not in the file. Let me translate for you. He can't get it. He can't get them to turn it off. Listen to the part again. Listen to this. Because he said that he used the same exact language for the assassination. Basically, what do you want me to do? It's not in the file. That's what he's saying. It's not in the file. What does that mean? He can't get it. They don't really run this agency. They just have desks there. Listen to him. This is Bongino.
I'm just telling you what we see in the file. I just want to be crystal clear on this. I am not asking anyone to believe me. I'm telling you what's there and what isn't.
Right.
There is nothing in the file at this point.
Why is he talking this way? Because in case other evidence comes out, he doesn't want to look like a liar. What he's telegraphing is, I can't get anything. They hand me the file. It's not in there. This is exactly what happened when, remember, Team Trump promised, oh, we're going to give you all the Epstein pedophiles. We're going to give you the list. We're going to give you everything. And then they ended up handing us folders of stuff that's already appeared in the news. They can't get it. Why? They can't get it because they have not taken effective control of the FBI. And they better. Let me tell you why. Because Kash Patel and Dan Bongino, if Republicans don't win this presidency in 2028, two of them go to prison. The people who work for them now will put them there along with Donald Trump and the entire Trump administration. What needs to happen now? This is a cry for help. I mean, it was sad. It was pathetic. Even when Brett Baer doesn't believe you, and Brett Baer, like I said, will believe anything, okay? If it comes from an intel agency, there's a very low bar there on Fox and Friends for belief, right? If they don't believe you, you got a problem. There is only one way to get this data, folks. One way. You call everybody up. Start with the top. Go down the FBI. Call them in your office. Give it to me now. No, you're fired. Next. Give it to me now. No, you're fired. Next. Do it with Hurricane, Crossfire Hurricane, Russia collusion hoax. Do it with Epstein. Do it with the Trump assassination. We are running out of time. And we do not have time for an investigation into Hunter Biden's cocaine baggie. I don't care. It's Hunter's. Nobody cares. Get the real stuff. You know why everything's changing, folks? It's because of Elon Musk, not because of Doge, because of X. Like right now, this is day three of the Air Force candidate killed in the jet ski hit and run by illegal immigrants. Fox News is doing it again and again and again. Why? Because I can see on the app we pay a lot of money to have. It's a top 10 story, has been for the last 2 days. Meaning the whole country sees it now. Why? Because of X. People are on X, they're sharing it off of X. Americans know now. They understand the bloodshed that the Democrats ushered in at the hands of these illegals. Nobody's escaped. Folks, that story of the illegal immigrant who brought his 12-year-old, who he kidnapped, from Florida to South Carolina so he could live here in peace and have sex with her. He's an adult, by the way. Picked up by ICE, national story. That wouldn't have been. Not before Elon Musk. It would have been censored by the FBI. On X, we know that the FBI did it. Not anymore. They can't hide. And it's changing everything. Americans getting real news. Another thing is happening at the same time that we've never seen before. MSNBC viewership down 41% over a year ago. Jake Tapper, folks, who is everywhere. His own show. I mean, he's got a number one bestseller right now, his book. His own show, viewership down. Are you ready for this? 25% over last year. Why? Because as people get real news, they realize they've been lied to. They're not listening to these people anymore. And that's making all of the difference. It's making all of the difference. Folks, you want to know how much difference it's making? Look at this. Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser is quietly working to reverse sanctuary city policy in Washington, D.C. And she can't do it publicly because the left will, yeah. She's done a complete about face on the issue and is now offering to work with the Trump administration on illegal immigration. Will wonders never cease? Bowser is quietly proposing, this is according to the Washington Free Beacon, to overturn the sanctuary city law, which prohibits D.C. officials from inquiring about a detainee's immigration status, transferring individuals to ICE, or allowing ICE to interview suspects in local custody without a judicial order, Axios reported. The mayor is asking for the repeal without fanfare via a tucked away provision as part of her newly released 2026 budget proposal. According to Axios, liberal publication, which noted that the D.C. Council has final say over what makes it into the budget, and some progressive members may thwart Bowser's plan, but she's trying. Why? Long term, when you have majorities or pluralities of Democrats that want criminals deported, folks, that runs anywhere from 52 to 62%. The lowest I've found is 48. Democrats don't want this stuff, and they're learning about it. It's changing everything. Folks, this is a long-term haul. This is a four-year haul. We're only 4 months in and already, this is unbelievable.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.